On Capitol Hill, the announcement of Daniels' resignation made a messy day more so. The House's Tax Committee began work on a tax cut package designed to recapture momentum lost in the Senate. Senate Democrats, meanwhile, came up with a tax cut of their own, while House Democrats argued that tax cuts would not necessarily bring economic growth. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
Daniels had few fans among congressional Democrats. They didn't like his sharp pencil or his sharper tongue. And they ridiculed his acceptance of record deficits. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi had this to say about Daniels' departure.
I can only say that the economic policies coming out of the White House can only be improved. We think there's a relationship between fiscal soundness and economic growth, and hopefully whoever comes in will have a stronger voice in convincing the president of that.
Pelosi and her colleagues blasted the latest version of the tax plan on the Hill today. This one, the product of a House committee chairman who wants to cut capital gains taxes as well as dividend taxes. The Democrats said this fresh round of tax cuts was unlikely to fix the ailing economy. Even calling it an economic stimulus package, says California's Bob Matsui, disguises its real intent.
The president initially said that he wanted the elimination of the double taxation of dividends so that he can help the stock market grow. Now that's been converted to a capital gains tax. And as a result of that, we've kind of forgotten about the stock market. There is no economic policy to this. It's just a series of tax cuts.
Tax cuts that will add to deeper budget deficits, Democrats say, and leave cash-strapped states in the lurch. New York's Charlie Rangel, the senior Democrat on the Tax Writing Committee, says states would be forced into sharp tax increases. While Democrats blasted both the House and Senate versions of the tax cuts, Republicans were rallying their own troops in another part of the Capitol. Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum spoke before more than 100 small business owners who rode buses to town for the day.
The president has laid forth a plan. It's a plan that says, let's take the great power that we see around us, the great power of the American people, of ingenuity and entrepreneurship, and let's give those incentives to grow those businesses, to employ more people, to make this economy healthier and stronger.
Santorum said the biggest boost would come from eliminating the double taxation of dividends, the linchpin of the president's plan and a smaller feature of the House alternative. But the Senate versions under consideration rely far less on a dividend tax cut, guaranteeing the struggle will continue. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.